Hello, I'm Richard Adey. This is the Media Report on RN. Shortly you'll hear about a project to track down the people who've left journalism in the last year or so. A lot have, as you know. And also, why objectivity ain't what it used to be. But first, Egypt.
The authorities in Egypt are trying to intimidate our staff, frightening them.
The war for Egypt is taking place in the media just as powerfully and violently as it is taking place on the streets.
Caught on audio, the moment Egyptian security raid and shut down Al Jazeera Arabic's live service.
To the international media, to the entire world, what has happened in Egypt is not a coup d'etat. We are speaking of democracy.
Extraordinary. That's a newscaster celebrating what's just happened. If you can imagine Lee Sales and Tracy Grimshaw and Kochi from Sunrise and the team from the project all got up and draped themselves in the Australian flag and wept with happiness because the ADF had removed our government in a coup, that is pretty much what has been happening in Egypt. The media is absolutely on side. The media that wasn't on side has been closed down. So what's going on right now? Ian Blacks, The Guardian's Middle East editor, he's in Cairo. I spoke to him a short time ago.
What's very striking being here in this very turbulent period is that the Egyptian media, and particularly the state media, and that's still quite a strong presence, is really behind the military, the overthrow of President Morsi, and it particularly taking the side of the authorities over the killing earlier this week of 50 or more supporters of the Islamist leader in a shooting in Cairo. That's, I think, what you notice when you see what the Egyptian media landscape looks like at this very turbulent period.
Yes, there were certainly some extraordinary scenes in the actual change of government itself. There were news broadcasters draping themselves in the flag and exhorting viewers to go into the street. News broadcasters who you would think whose job it would be to report impartially, sort of weeping with joy.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say impartially, but I think it's important to stand back and look at what's been happening in Egypt over this last 2.5 years now. You had, first of all, in February 2011, the overthrow of Hosni Mubarak, who had been president for 30 years. The army then took over for a very unhappy period of 16 months or something like that. But then, a year ago, we had the presidential elections and Morsi won. And since then, for the most recent year, we've had a rule of a president who comes from the Muslim Brotherhood. And in each of those periods, the state media has lined up behind the power of the day. And 10 days ago, it changed again. And what we've been seeing in these extraordinary scenes, as you say, is the shift in the position of the official media and much of the independent media to support the new status quo. Egypt is in a state of revolutionary turmoil. Much of the media is controlled by the state. When the bosses change, then the media goes along with it. That's how you had this chorus of support for what is, by any standard, a military coup against an elected government, but a military coup which enjoys very wide support.
You said so much of the media is controlled by the state. How much of the media is directly state-run or at least heavily influenced?
The main newspapers are the same newspapers that have been around in Egypt for, I would say, half a century. Al-Ahram means the pyramids. It's a very symbolic name, of course, for an Egyptian newspaper. Has been the leading newspaper in this country since Gamal Abdel Nasser in the 1950s. But the state media, Al-Ahram, Al-Akhbar, Al-Gumhuriyah, means the republic, are still there, and they've been changing along with these changes of regime, of government, over this last period. State TV, of course, is the same. What's different in recent years, even before the 2011 revolution is that you have a proliferation of private media, TV channels, and some newspapers as well. The other feature of the last 10 days or so is that since the military takeover, since Morsi's ouster, then private channels that were linked to Islamists, to the Muslim Brotherhood and to others, they've been subject to a crackdown. I think there are five private Islamist satellite TV channels that are now off air. So, of course, you're not getting the voice of what is now the opposition at this very volatile time.
What about the position of the international broadcasters active in Egypt, Ian? I understand that Al Jazeera has actually been shut down, allegedly for being too supportive of Morsi and his Muslim Brotherhood. What about the other international Arabic broadcaster, Al Arabiya, and even CNN and the BBC?
Well, Al Jazeera is in a category of its own. Al Jazeera, of course, is based in Qatar, a small, very wealthy Gulf state. And it has been seen over the last 2.5 years of this period of what we used to call the Arab Spring, but perhaps no longer do, because the picture is pretty grim and not very spring-like. But Al Jazeera has been a cheerleader for the changes of the Arab Spring, and it's been particularly supportive in its coverage, critics will say, of Islamist movements, and particularly the Muslim Brotherhood. Not just in Egypt, but elsewhere. But because Egypt is such an important country, the largest of the Arab countries, 85 million people, then Al Jazeera's position, appearing to be a partisan of the Brotherhood, has created great hostility here in Egypt. Thus the moves against it here. The hostility isn't new. What's new is that with the change of government, it's become more vulnerable. But of course, it has to be said that there are, I think, 20 or so employees of Al Jazeera in Egypt who resigned, saying that the channel was biased, that they were forced to twist their coverage in a direction which was in support of the Brotherhood. That's contested. The head of Al Jazeera in Egypt has actually written a piece in my own paper, in The Guardian, defending that and saying that Al Jazeera is being persecuted because it's because of its professional standards, and is being persecuted because it tells the truth. Al Jazeera really has been vilified all over the center of Cairo, certainly, where I've been moving around in the last few days. You can see posters attacking Al Jazeera, saying things like, there's a slogan, says in Arabic, it says something like, a camera can kill a country, words to that effect. Other stations, CNN, for example, the American News Network, has been attacked a lot. The focus has been, if you like, a rather narrow semantic point, but which, of course, is significant, over the important question of what's taken place in Egypt. Is it a military coup, or is it, as the supporters of the army and the revolution say, a continuation of that revolution? And of course, to describe what's happened here as a military coup is, I do as well. The Guardian does too. It was a military coup, but it has to be said, as I've tried to explain, that it was a military coup with considerable mass support, and a sense that it was Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood who were betraying the revolution, and not the army, still the most powerful force in Egypt, which stepped in to change things at the top. So the hostility towards the media, the foreign media, Al Jazeera, CNN, is a reflection of that sense in Egypt, a real anger at the way events are being portrayed by outsiders.
Ian, briefly, is there, I suppose, a different narrative being told in any part of the media that ordinary Egyptians can access at the moment?
I would say no, actually. I think that the only way that you would find an alternative accounts would be in that huge world of social media, where often, of course, people are speaking to like-minded friends and colleagues. So if you're a Muslim Brotherhood supporter in Egypt today and you feel angry and you feel disenfranchised and you feel that the enemies of Islam or Egypt are plotting against you and so on and so forth, then you're doing that really in your own networks. But of course, that's not the same as controlling newspapers and television channels, and the fact that the authorities have moved against those, the TV channels in particular, is no coincidence. That obviously is an attempt to crack down on them. So everything that's happening in the media is a reflection of that. You know, when things get tough, it's tough for the media too.
Ian, I'm going to let you get back to your day job. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ian Black from The Guardian. This is The Media Report on RN. I'm Richard Adie.